Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to the show, folks, and we are glad you are here on this, the 31st day of January of 2015. One more month has been gone by, like, it seems like they're going by faster and faster all the time now, and already 1/12th of our year is already gone. It doesn't seem possible. Lately, I've been starting my show with an advertisement of my new book that has been published. The book's website is done now. The addresses are at www.createspace, that's one word, createspace.com/486-9187. And I also have my own website on that. It's GardingR, that's GardingR, .wix.com/book-store-forward/, and both are working. Check them out. Buy the book, Mysteries with Surprises. You will like this one. Do any of us really know what our government is doing? Do we know what is happening to our great country? It isn't good, I can guarantee you that. Listen for the latest dose of truth to counter the lies told by Obama and the socialist leftists of this country.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Traitor state of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Hinners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Okay, since Conservative Nation Media is not operational right now, I will tell you that we will be back. CNN will be back, and we will be back to the two-hour shows, or maybe one and a half, depending on how we're going to do this. But the shows will be better. We have a nation to save. And now, on with the show. From my blog, Wise Conservatism, at wiseconservatism.com, came this one from my other author there, who his name is Tom. He wrote a great article about the real meanings of the things Obama says. And mark my words here, folks, everything he says has another meaning that really talks to him, not to us. I've read many different reviews and opinions in the State of the Union address over the last week, and I've seen some of the clips from that said speech. Frankly, I'm not impressed with what our wannabe emperor had to say. However, John Stossel translation of 8 statements in his Twitter feed summarizes it best. Obama just said, quote, "Middle class economics works." Unquote. But what he really means is, we found a meaningless phrase that polls well for all of us, or for us in the White House anyway. Obama just said, everyone plays by the same rules, but what he really means is, the political class. Obama just said, we have risen from recession, freer to write our own future. But what he really means is, but you better not move without our permission. And no, this isn't all. Obama just said, I call on Congress to authorize the use of force against ISIL. What he really means is, I guess the Constitution matters after all. And he should know that ISIL doesn't exist. It really is ISIS. Obama just said, no foreign nation should be able to invade the privacy of American families. Now that sounds good on the surface, but what he really means is, leave that to us. Obama just said, no challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change. What he means is, accept the bad ideas we impose so we can pretend we're doing something about it. Obama just said, we've begun again the work of remaking America, just like he promised he would before he became president. But what he really means is, we're taking some of your freedoms away in the name of equality. Now, I can't add to that. I really can't. And nobody really can until Obama opens his mouth again. Then it's something that we're all going to have to just kind of deal with, because as soon as he opens up his mouth, we've got another stupid thing to listen to, as we all will have to deal with what he is going to say. We here at Conservative Nation Media, I've been told several times that we're starting up soon, but I'm still waiting to hear from Duke on this. He said it won't be long, but I guess that what they're in the process of doing right now is getting the funds together and getting everything situated so they can continue and get themselves going, the way we were before. And hopefully that won't be too long from now. And hopefully soon we'll have other shows on other than just me. But that all depends. I'm still waiting to hear from Duke on that one. Obama's Bergdahl nightmare may have just gotten a whole lot worse with this one. From Norville Rose of the WCJ, as Fox News dogs the Obama administration about the delayed release of the Army's investigation into what happened before and after Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the deserter that Obama's now trying to defend against the Army. When he disappeared from his hut in Afghanistan, CNN is now reporting a bombshell that could blow up the White House strategy of stalling the long-expected report. And kind of surprised me that this was coming from CNN, but I guess interesting things happen. Western journalism has reported that sources with close ties to military intelligence say the Army has concluded its investigation and will charge Bergdahl with desertion. The White House and the Pentagon have vigorously pushed back, saying no decision to prosecute Bergdahl has been made and that Fox News is way off base. Now, the exclusive report, CNN says, one of the five Taliban commanders Obama agreed to release from Gitmo in exchange for Bergdahl may be back on the battlefield, a prospect that many critics of Obama's swap deal warned could happen. And I'm one of them. And as a matter of fact, I'm kind of surprised that all of them are not back on the battlefield. Now they are. This dramatic development could prove to be a major reason that the nervous Obama White House has held back the release of the Army's investigation of the Bergdahl affair. VSN.com, it says, the U.S. military and intelligence community now suspect that one of the five Taliban detainees released from Guantanamo Bay in return for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl in May of last year has attempted to return to militant activity from his current location in Qatar. CNN says in its report, that one of the so-called Taliban Five is backfighting for radical Islamists, has been confirmed by several canine teams. A DHS press release states, adding that VIPR teams, visible intermodal prevention and response teams, will also be monitoring other mass transit hubs around the city. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies have the important task of protecting the NFL's intellectual property to ensure fans are getting official Super Bowl-related I'm doing really good. I haven't done this in a little while, to where I'm trying to actually read the news, but this one I kind of just screwed up because I turned to the wrong page. But I guess that's just one of the things I do. But CNN says in its report that one of the so-called Taliban Five is backfighting for radical Islam by U.S. officials across different agencies and branches of the U.S. government. Obama's deal to exchange the Taliban Five for Bo Bergdahl was celebrated at the time in a big Rose Garden ceremony in which Obama took credit for the freedoms of the soldiers. At the same time, we had Tamarucci down in Mexico being held, and Obama was saying that he was going to make sure that no American soldier was going to be held against their will by a foreign government, and yet everybody was trying to get him to work on Tamarucci, and Tamarucci sat down there until the Mexican government decided to let him go. It wasn't Obama who did that. But shortly after the deal was made, the Taliban Five were set free. Obama's security advisor, Susan Rice, went on TV to praise Bergdahl as a good soldier who served his country honorably, even though all the evidence has showed that he didn't. If it turns out that Obama's ordered the release from Guantanamo Bay of a seasoned terrorist commander who is now back in the fight against the U.S. forces and our allies, the Bergdahl nightmare for the administration may grow even darker and more ominous. And I really hope that it grows more ominous for him, because the Obama administration, a bad that took office, and no matter what he does, totally amazes me that all he has to do is shut his mouth for a while and his poll numbers rise. Needs to be smarter than that. On Super Bowl Sunday, the feds are supposed to unleash hyper Orwellian police state to, take care of Aiden Star of InfoWars. He says keeping the tradition with the Ministry of Homeland Security has decreed that it once again be implementing stringent, hyper-vigilant anti-terrorist security measures during this year's Super Bowl, which is going to be tomorrow. Since 9/11, the year loaded has devolved into a free-for-all for the DHS and its sub-branch agencies, many of which will be on hand, coordinating largely theatrical operations which serve more to acclimate the public to an Orwellian police state than provide any actual security. The Transportation Security Agency will be on high alerts, closely scrutinizing travelers passing through the Phoenix Sky Harbor, prohibited items like air horns, you know, the kind of things that they win the stadiums to cheer for their teams, and barbecue sauce and flasks of all kinds, shapes, and sizes, while blithely ignoring concerns brought to light by a security consultant who proved in 2013 that an array of makeshift weapons could be constructed using gift shop items found beyond TSA checkpoints. TSA will deploy nearly 90 additional transportation security officers, passenger screening canine teams. A DHS press release states, adding that VIPR teams, which are the visible intermodal prevention response teams, will also be monitoring other mass transit hubs around the city. Now, this is what I had started to read earlier when I went onto the wrong page. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies have the important task of protecting the NFL's intellectual property, ostensibly to ensure fans are getting official Super Bowl-related memorabilia. The Secret Service, an agency which mainly works to protect the national and visiting foreign leaders, will also get in on the act by scoping out your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and other social media. So watch what you say, folks. The U.S. Secret Service will support open source social media monitoring for situational awareness. It has been assisting with cybersecurity vulnerability assessments and mitigation. The press release states FEMA prepared staffers, the first responders, by using role players to carry out simulated mass casualty events in which injured role players are triaged, transported, and treated in the midst of a chaotic situation that was still unfolding. See, they're trying to make sure that they get exactly the response from the American people that they want. They want us to be scared. Not, but they want to be. So they're going to do all of this stuff to keep it up. And they're even using the North American Aerospace Command, or NORAD, has airways ahead of and during the Super Bowl, unlike during 9/11 when it was ordered to stand down. Really? Enough. DHS, following the 1984 playbook, is again enlisting citizen snitches to be wary of their fellow football lovers. So if you have anything to say against Obama, now's the time to say it, because we definitely hear what's going on, which isn't so. Hopefully, resurrected its tired something, say something campaign, encouraging game patrons to look upon each other with fear, distrust, and suspicion. I swear, Americans are the enemy. I don't know. Michelle Malkin talks about Obama and his Taliban tools and treachery. And she wrote this in the CNS News by, of course, Michelle Malkin. She said that U.S. officials across different agencies and branches of the U.S. government, Boy, I'll tell you, I'm doing really good today. To call President Obama's Afghanistan policy a mess is a colossal understatement. To call it a coherent policy for them, a gut-busting exaggeration. It's a bloody, incompetent, and treacherous disaster. And I keep having that thing open up on my computer, which is kind of dumb, but it keeps doing it. I'm going to figure out that one. Our military heroes and families, God bless them, refuse to stay silent about the consequences. Consider these three national security fiascos. One, Washington is awash in conflicting reports this week that the Pentagon may or may not charge Taliban tool Bergdahl with desertion. Now, Michelle first reported on Bergdahl's betrayal and abandonment of his post in July of 2009. A military source tells her that the Obama administration has slow-rolled the investigation and prosecutions while withholding vital intelligence gathered from Bergdahl's debriefing last summer. U.S. officials across different agencies and branches of the U.S. government. Obama's deal to exchange the Taliban Five for Bo Bergdahl was celebrated at one of these days, I swear. I'm not doing good today, folks. Well, I guess I've got my mind on other things. We're supposed to have a huge snowstorm that's supposed to hit the eastern part of the United States starting sometime tonight, and it's not too bad out there right now, but we're supposed to get anywhere from 8 inches of snow tonight, or actually starting in from tonight into about how they wish that it would suddenly just snow so much that we didn't have to go to work on Monday. But I seriously doubt if that will happen. But it's cloudy out there today. It has been cloudy outside all day. We've had all of these things telling us about how bad the weather's going to be. Gas prices here in Indiana have jumped the past couple of days. Oil prices are still way, way down. After the king of Saudi Arabia died last week, they went up, I think, $1.78 a barrel. And when they went up $1.78 a barrel, gas price $78. Now, I don't understand that. I think it's stupid. The oil companies are showing their greed in this part, because when oil prices, like right now, they're somewhere around $60 a barrel, if that much. And when we had come down to $2.15, oil prices were already, you know, had come down, but they hadn't come down. They'd come down quite a bit before the gas prices ever started to drop. And then when they finally started to drop a little bit, I mean, they dropped from almost $3.75 a gallon here to $1.75. So they dropped about $2 a barrel, or $2 a gallon, but the price of oil dropped 60% in that point in time, and the price of gas didn't. But the bad part about it is that now the price of oil has gone up just a little bit. Gas has gone back up to where it was when oil was a lot higher. I know I'm rambling tonight, but there's so darn much going on in this country right now that we have to really start watching what's going on. We have to follow what our government is doing, because they are doing so many things right now that it would take almost a magician to figure out just what they're doing and what we need to do to figure out how to stop them. The easiest way to stop them is not listen to the polls, because they're all left-leaning, for one thing. Don't listen to the polls. Follow your heart. Follow the Constitution. Vote for the people that would do this country good, not for the people that John McCain says will do us good, or Obama says will do us good, or the media says will do us good. No. We had one drop out this week, which was Mitt Romney, which was a good thing, because I didn't want him running again. We don't need somebody like that ruining the election for us again. Our first election was John McCain. He ruined it for us when Obama ran the first time. Then Romney ran, ruined it for us again. We need to get somebody in there this time who can actually win. Somebody like Scott Walker or Ted Cruz or one of these real strong conservatives that will not back off when all of a sudden they're confronted by people telling them that they're terrorists and they're doing the wrong things and they're traitors to the United States. One of the reasons why I like Scott Walker is because he's in a liberal state. Four attempts to get him out of office these last couple of years, and he's won every one of them. In a state where he shouldn't, he has shown us how to win. And it's time that the Republican Party started taking notice of this. I think the people have, but I know the people know that we don't need another John McCain running for president. We don't need another Mitt Romney running for president. We need somebody strong, somebody who will do the right things for this country and not do everything they can to destroy it like everybody else is. And Lady Michelle said that they're saying that where she is, they're supposed to get up to 18 inches early in the week. Boy, I hope not. Lady Michelle, that would be rather bad. But then again, they predicted 30 inches in New York City and got 5. So, you know, I take that with a grain of salt. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I didn't believe it would in the first place. But I'm glad that you guys were all here today for my rambling and my mistakes and everything that I did here. We are glad that you have been with us this day. And next week we will be back with more of the news of the day and the showing you the ways to save our beloved country. And hopefully next week I'll be a little bit more cognizant of what I'm really supposed to be saying here instead of kind of screwing around with my notes and turning to the wrong pages and things like that. But Obama and the left want us to believe that they have it all under control. They are really doing is destroying America from within. It's just like Stalin once said, America will never be destroyed from without. They will do it from within. And we have done a mighty good job of it. And we have done a mighty good job of it so far by voting for who we have. Don't you think it's time to change and bring the great America back? I know I do. I'm glad that all of you people showed up today for my ranting and raving. I'm glad to see that, that Lady Michelle was out there this time. I haven't seen you in the chat room for a while. It's really nice to see you. COG, I'm glad to see you there. I will be back next week at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Central, of course, for you people who are in a different time zone. So until next week, folks, have a glorious, blessed, and have a good day. And I will talk to you next week, God willing. And breathe. God bless you all.